Hello, hello, and welcome to the New Mindset Who Dis podcast. My name is Case Kenny at case.kenny on Instagram, and this is my weekly podcast where I create short, no BS episodes dedicated to helping you be the person you're meant to be, leave your comfort zone, and live a fulfilling and purposeful life. Let's go. All right, welcome to episode 200. Hello, my friend. Welcome to a special episode of New Mindset Who Dis. It is episode 200, which it's a big number. It doesn't necessarily mean anything, but it is a big number. Can't even count that high on two hands, way past my limit. And it's, you know, it's crazy to have done 200 episodes, 200 of the New Mindset Who Dis episodes, 200 times hopping in the old mindset lab, 200 times just being a dude, sharing his feelings, sharing my perspectives, my experiences, my mindsets. So it is a bit of a special moment, but you know, ultimately not that special because I know next up will be 300 and then 500 and then 1,000. And I really don't see a day where I won't be doing this because it's such a passion of mine. Frankly, it's a passion and it's impactful in my life to be able to sit down and just be intentional about talking and thinking and going deep. It's been impactful and it helps me and it helps you as well, which is super cool, super humbling. So very grateful to have you listen and support me. Very grateful to have you listen and subscribe each week, to have you follow me or read my writing or DM me or to have bought the journal. Like super, super grateful for that. Your support has meant everything to me in the past 2 years of doing this, 2 years since I started the podcast. So thank you. Thank you for that. It means the world to me. And I promise, my promise to you is to always keep it real and to keep doing these. So with that being said, we got episode 200 here. And you know, what am I going to talk about? What am I going to talk about for a big number like 200? And I thought about this for a long time this weekend. You know, I wanted to do something initially like a summary of what I've learned over 200 episodes, like a summarize everything into one big, thick episode, you know? But looking back, that's a lot. It's all over the place. Life has so much variety that it's offered me and spice and pizzazz that it's kind of difficult to do that. So I took a step back and I asked myself, what do all of these lessons, what do all these mindsets ultimately mean? What do all of them mean if I combined them together? If I were to toss all these mindsets, all these perspectives into like a blender and make a mindset smoothie, what would it be? If I were to take a little bit of episode 72, a dab of 142, a sprinkle of episode 180, add it together, smoothie it up, what would it be? You know, I've talked about so many things. I've put my Case Kenny spin on so many ideas that there's a lot. And so I spent some time thinking about this, and here's what I came up with. One specific thing that was kind of shouting in my face. The one big thing I think you should consider. The one big thing that jumps out at me as being an incredibly powerful truth. And it's this. It's that amidst 199 episodes, hundreds of hours of thinking and talking mindsets that have been helpful for me, I've learned that in life, and that encompasses everything, dating, confidence, career, happiness, passion, purpose, fulfillment, all those warm and fuzzy words. In life, there is no right way. There is no right way to be human. There is no right way to be you. There is no right way to be successful or happy. There is no right way to live. There's no right things you have to do, no things you have to say, no right places you have to go or boxes you have to check. There simply is no right way to live your life. And in fact, I've learned that there is no right way, but there is a wrong way. And the wrong way is to think that there's a right way. That's a bit of a tongue twister, but this idea has been so liberating to me in my life that there is no right way to live your life. But there is a wrong way, and that's to think that there is a right way. It's to assume. It's to put pressure on yourself that you have to find this mysterious right way that other people have discovered, but you haven't yet. That is it. That is what I've learned. That is like the big takeaway, I think, from all of these mindsets. If I were to combine them all, put them in a delicious, healthy, nutritious smoothie, that is what it would be. There is no right way. And looking at my life, the moment that I think I truly set myself free was when I stopped looking out at the world and assumed that there was a right way to live. That moment was when I stopped looking at all of those quote examples of the right way to live. Those examples, those people on Instagram, the headlines, the people in Forbes, the people on TV, the people on reality TV shows, the people that I see on LinkedIn killing it in their careers, people writing books about their lives, people who quit their jobs to travel the world, people who are falling in love, people who are partying and loving their life and smiling every minute. The moment that I stopped looking at those people as examples of the right way to live was the moment that I completely set myself free. And that is such a truth for me that I really think there's only one true mistake you can make in life. I believe that. There's only one true mistake you can make in life, and that's to think that there's a right way to live, a right way to love, a right way to succeed, whatever. It's to assume that you have to mirror someone else's definition of those things. It's to think you need to fit a mold or do certain things or say certain things. Truthfully, I think that's the only mistake you can make in life. It's an assumption. And it's an assumption that is easily avoided by taking charge of your mindset. It really is. To know that there truly is no right way to be a human. There is no right way to be 22 years old or 28 years old or 32 years old or 40 or 50. There is no right way to be single. There's no right way to be in a relationship. There's no right way to find a relationship. There's no right way to succeed in your career, to find your passion, to find your purpose. There is no right way to become confident in yourself, to love yourself, to be happy. No right way. And that might not seem like a huge deal, but it really is liberating. And again, it might sound cliche, but sometimes cliches are super true and impactful. So I encourage you not to ignore things that often sound cheesy or cliche. So let me tell you how I used to be, and then you can tell me if you can relate to this. I look back and I used to have this kind of heavy, overwhelming sense of guilt, sense of falling behind, sense of frustration, call it, because I had myself personally examined every inch of my own life, every detail. I had every moment stored in my mind, and I'd compare every misstep of my own to the success and the happiness I saw online, or at work, or in the media, or wherever. And it seriously, seriously made me doubt myself. It made me doubt myself that all these other people had somehow found the right way to do what they were doing, and then I would in turn dissect everything I hadn't done or hadn't figured out yet or didn't know. And I would say, I, Case Kenny, haven't found the right way yet. And that was kind of a shitty feeling because you're making yourself feel like a failure, that you're falling behind, whereas everyone else has found this right way, this right thing, this right person. And the longer you let those feelings hold weight on you, the more you start to actually believe them. And the longer you do that, the more you start to believe them, and it becomes your identity. And that's not an identity you want to have. And that's how it used to be. But then, like I'm telling you, when I started this podcast, and this is why I always say that the podcast is for me as much as it is for you. When I started this podcast, when I started diving deep, when I started writing and being intentional with examining my life and mindsets, I realized that, dude, you idiot, there's no right way. Get your head out of your ass. And I respond well to pep talks like that. But there's no right way, Case. There's no right way. Just because someone is hot and in great shape doesn't mean that's the right way. Just because someone got a headline written about them doesn't mean that's the right way. Just because someone got promoted at work doesn't mean that's the right way. Just because someone found love on a dating app doesn't mean that's the right way. Just because someone quit their job to start their own business, just because someone is happy all the time, just because someone is your boss and is older than you, doesn't mean they know everything, doesn't mean they have the right way, right? And I started to realize that. I started to realize that I was the only one, truthfully, I was the only one who could determine what was right and what was wrong for me. And I started to realize that I 100%, 1 million percent get to determine what is right and what is wrong for me based on who I am, what I want, what I feel, how I live. Those other people don't know who I am, so why in the world am I looking to them? Why am I making this huge assumption that they are right and I am wrong? Or they are right and I just don't know? And that's the message that rings so clear to me, having done 199 episodes, that there is no right way, only the wrong way, which is thinking that there is a right way. And that's my message here, that what's right for you is up to you. And yeah, of course, it takes time to figure that out. I'm still figuring it out. But as you do, the only thing you can and should expect from yourself, the only thing you should demand from yourself, rather, is to keep your eyes open and your heart eager, to believe in possibilities, to keep trying new things, to establish for yourself what is right and what is wrong. It's to believe that, and it's to know that the choices you make are far more important than the abilities you have. That's big, because it's so easy to look at other people, to look at other people who are happy and successful, and to think that they have some ability that you don't, and that ability led them to find the right way. But I feel like that could not be further from the truth. I've learned that people who find their place in life, people who find their sense of self in life, they didn't become that way. They didn't achieve what they've achieved because they have some qualities you don't. They're not necessarily smarter or funnier or whatever than you. They simply know that the choices they make are more important than the abilities they have right now. They know that they have the power of choice, and that pushes them to make decisions for themselves each and every day until they get it right. Until they get it right by their own definition. And they know that they have to get out there and see if what someone else is doing is right for them or wrong for them. Hands-on experience, see it for themselves, touch it, taste it, hear it, whatever. They make a decision to trust that where they are right now is where they're supposed to be. And everything else, it's an opportunity. And that is a choice, and it has nothing to do with ability. It has a choice to do with choices. And that's a powerful thing, because it solidifies this idea that there is no right path to take. There's no right timeline for when you have to be successful by, or married by, or own a house by. And thinking that there is a right way, thinking that all these other people have found it and you haven't, that's only going to make you miserable. It's only going to make you question yourself. And that's going to move you further from finding your life's right path for yourself. So I say, looking back, having done this for 2 years and thought about this, I say, take a minute, take pause, and seriously know and affirm that there is no right path. And affirm that this is something you can control with your mindset. This is a weight you don't have to carry. You don't have to carry this. And all you have to do is say and believe and live that there is no right way. There is no right way. There is no right way. There are so many ways to be happy. There are so many ways to find love. You could find it at 17, 25, 45, 65 on an app, at a farmer's market, at the club, at Costco, right? There are so many ways to make money. I mean, look at me. I'm a dude just talking about his feelings on a podcast. Go figure. There are people making money live streaming them eating pasta. There are people making money creating little hats for cats. There are people making money in their careers that they never imagined they could. So many options. There's so many ways to be happy. You can find happiness in anything, in working out, in travel, in writing, in drawing, and being creative, and sharing your passions, and trying new things. There's so many ways to be successful. By making money, sure. By making an impact, by being influential, by being philanthropic, by being kind, by sharing. To think that there's only one right way because you saw someone else found their own definition, like, that's bananas. That is bananas. And sometimes, all I think it takes for you, for me, for us to realize this is a simple moment. It could be this moment, a moment to realize that an assumption you've made, an assumption you've long held, hey, you know, it happens, but it's not right. It's not right. And you can realize right now in your life that there is no right way. That the most impactful decision you can make for yourself, I think, is to stop thinking that there is a right way. That you can set yourself free from thinking that. And you can set yourself free to discover what is right for you instead. And that's a powerful thing to know. Because it moves you from like looking up at other people and putting everyone else on this pedestal, this level above you, and instead it puts you right next to them. a place where you can be inspired by them, but you don't jump to a conclusion that they are right and you are wrong. And as long as you live your life, as I said, with open eyes and an eager heart, like, you are right. You are leading yourself to what is right for you. You are right when you demand more from yourself and you're hungry enough to go and find it. That is how you become happy in life. And you certainly don't become happy by trying to copy someone else's version of what is happy. And at my point, I'm living proof of this. I am so much happier now that I live this mindset. So much happier. It's tough to express. Like, I feel, I feel like I can do anything. I feel like I have my entire life ahead of me. I'm not worried that I'm falling behind. I don't feel pressure. I feel like I'm making the right choices. Whereas before, I felt like I was wrong or just didn't know. I have goals. I have objectives. I have people that inspire me, but I am in no way falling behind. I am figuring out what is right for me. And every day that I live with open eyes and an eager heart is a day that I'm closer to finding it. And I really think that is a freeing, liberating way to live. And again, nowhere in that equation is me trying to play catch up with someone else. Nowhere in that equation is me trying to copy someone else. Nowhere in that equation is me checking someone else's list. It's just me, just a dude living in Chicago, doing his thing and trusting himself. And that's it. And that's all I really wanted to share with this episode, is that you should smile. Smile, because you get to decide what is right for you. You are free to figure that out for yourself. And smile, because you can see someone else find their right, what's right for them, and that's great for them, and you're happy for them, and you're inspired by them, but you don't have to doubt yourself as a result. You can live happy and fulfilled and free just knowing that there is no right way. So that's it. I'll end it right there. I hope this gave you something to think about. Of course, thank you so much for listening. Thank you for subscribing. Thank you for checking out newmindsethoodis.com. Let me know what you think. Follow me on Instagram at case.kenny. Text me. My number is below. And until next episode, I'm out.